Dear friends in Christ, yesterday was a significant anniversary in the history of Christianity. On October the 7th, 1571, almost, I think that's 433 years ago, a large fleet of ships from the Muslim Ottoman Empire approached the shores of Christian Europe. Even though the Muslim Turks clearly had the advantage, the Holy Father at the time, Pope Pius V, he ordered that the churches in Rome be opened day and night and encouraged the people to seek the intercession of Mary by praying the rosary for victory in battle. Christians gathered in villages and towns throughout Europe to pray as this naval battle raged on. When the Christian Navy, when they were victorious, Pope Pius V interpreted the victory of God's blessing upon the church and of the Christian civilization of Europe. He instituted that day, yesterday, October the 7th, to be the feast of Our Lady of Victory. Now we call her Our Lady of the Rosary. The reason I bring up this short story is because, as we know, October is the feast, is the month of the rosary. And so it's good that we reflect upon the power of the rosary as our greatest weapon. After the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the prayer that is most recommended by the saints throughout the ages is the rosary. After the Mass, the rosary is the greatest weapon, in the words of Padre Pio. Padre Pio, this is a little quote from him. He says, "Some people are so foolish that they think they can go through life without the help of the Blessed Mother." And then he goes on. He says, "Love the Madonna and pray the rosary. For the rosary is the weapon against the evils of the world today." He says, "All graces given by God pass through the Blessed Mother." Friends, the reason that he calls it a weapon is because, as we know, we are in the midst of a spiritual battle. Unlike the battle of 1571, the battle of Lepanto that saved the Christian civilization of Europe, we exist in the throes between good and evil. Every day we have the opportunity to make choices that either bring us closer to heaven, closer to God, or away from God and closer to hell. And we must be armed in this battle under Our Lady's protection. Our Lady gives us the strength to follow Jesus, and she also gives us the strength to resist the temptations of the evil one. In fact, the devil flees whenever the name of Mary is invoked. Friends, it's also very significant that we find ourselves in the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima. And in particular, this week, this Friday, October the 13th, is the 100th anniversary of the miracle of the sun. If you know a little bit about the devotion to Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady appeared in Portugal in 1917 to three shepherd children. And she appeared to these three shepherd children once a month during the months of May through October. And on October 13th, this Friday, Our Lady caused the miracle of the sun. The sun danced in the sky as a proof from God that it truly was Our Lady who was appearing to them. Over 30,000 people in Fatima, Portugal, witnessed this great miracle. But when Our Lady appeared to these three shepherd children, between the months of May and October, once a month, she had different messages for them. But the one thing that she repeated each time, she appeared to them was, "Pray the rosary every day. Pray the rosary daily And she said to pray it in particular for two things: for the conversion of sinners and for peace in the world. If we think about it, what two things do we need more here in the 21st century? You know, Our Lady is a loving mother, and she knows what is best for us. So first she asks us to pray for conversion. Conversion, right? We're all in need of it. We're all in need of it. Conversion, turning away from our sins and turning towards Jesus Christ, right? We all need this. But in a particular way, Our Lady asked us to pray for those souls who may be in danger of eternal damnation. Those souls who are very far from God, far from the church. Pray in a particular way that they may be open to the grace of conversion, of turning back to our Lord, turning back to His church. The second thing Our Lady asked them to pray for is peace in the world. Now, we go back a little history. In 1917, what is about to enter into Russia but communism? Our Lady specifically asked those children to pray for Russia and to pray that the errors of communism would not spread any further. Today, we must pray still for peace in the world. Praying for peace in North Korea, praying for peace in the Middle East, especially in Iraq and Syria, where today there are Christians who are actively persecuted. We must pray for peace in our own nation. Let us pray the rosary also for peace in our families. Our families and in our marriages, in our family life. We need peace there especially. And friends, this month of October, we must also pray for peace in the womb. As you know, October is also Respect Life Month. And in what should be the safest place in the world, the life of the unborn is in danger. And so it is important to pray the rosary for the end of abortion. Putting the two together, peace in the world and peace in the womb, Mother Teresa used to say, she said that the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion, because it is war against the child. And so, in other words, Mother Teresa makes this connection that there will never be true peace in the world as long as we live in a society in which a mother can take the life of a child. And so peace in the womb and peace in the world are intimately connected. But friends, we also must not forget to pray the rosary for women who have had abortions or for men who have encouraged it. There are many people today that live with regret, that live with that pain, and God wants to heal them. God wants to heal them. God wants to bring that forgiveness to them. There is no sin that God cannot forgive. And so pray in a particular way, not only for our society, but also pray that those people may be healed and that they may have peace restored in their life. And so, friends, there are many, many things to pray for. Many things to pray for. And we have a mother who loves us so much that she promises to protect and to be a loving mother to her children. And so let us listen to her, right? Mother knows best, especially in this case. And what did she say? She says, pray the rosary every day. Let us heed her call. Let us be obedient children to this loving mother. And let us pray that rosary, especially for the conversion of sinners, that those who are far away from God may turn back to Him and back to His church, and also pray for peace in the many aspects of our life. This same message, Our Lady, when she appeared to the children of Fatima, Our Lady had the same message that the gospel proclaims. In today's second reading, St. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, he says, have no anxiety. He tells us not to worry. He says, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. You see, St. Paul is instructing us, just like Our Lady, bring those requests to God. Let us offer Him our petitions. Bring everything that we need to our Lord and Our Lady's feet. And then he says, what will happen if we pray? He says, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You see, peace in our lives and in our world and our prayer life go hand in hand. Let us then bring all of our petitions, all of our prayers daily, especially through that powerful prayer that is the rosary, second only to the Holy Mass. And let us bring our petitions to him so that we may be blessed with his peace. Amen.